Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Okay, Neverlanders, apparently this is extremely top secret. But me, your Spider-Pan and the Wendy Nerd Heather, say hello.
Hello.
We are getting into a top secret meeting in the Avengers Lab. So, we're going to ring to you and hopefully we don't get caught. Because as we were walking in, the last group came in, they were saying this is super top secret. So, we'll be quiet about it.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Second star to the right and stay on until morning. Neverland.
Okay, well, here we are, episode 87. Once again, the Neverland Podcast. I am, of course, your host, Jeremy, the Spider-Pan, and, well, we're going to change things up a little bit here in Neverland, and I need to start more regularly having a co-host, and so I've kind of had one who's been sitting around the house readily available. So here comes Heather, the Wendy Nerd.
Hello.
So you're going to be on here regular.
Okay.
You're going to have to learn to be more talkative than that.
Well, give me something to talk about.
Oh, well, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was my fault you're quiet.
But I'm just quiet. You know that.
Well, I'm trying to change a few things up around here. I'm cutting back on the cost a little bit. I'm working on switching to Podbean throughout the course of the week, which means we'll have an additional website, neverlandpodcast.podbean.com, which will mainly just host the podcast. You could always go over to a Libsyn page. It's pretty much the same thing. But we'll keep everything to neverlandpodcast.com. I'm still going to keep that running. We still have a poll going right now over poll.neverlandpodcast.com, which is still the Neverland Battle of the Disney Bands, which I'm going to go ahead and extend it for an extra week, this round five, because it's been a busy week.
It has been, yes.
Yes, we've had Vacation Bible School, and we were running around all day yesterday, running around all day today. I haven't had a moment to sit and breathe except for watching a John Williams thing on PBS. That was fun.
It was awesome.
It was very awesome.
Yay, John Williams.
So now we've got everything we need for this show to roll. So we've got some fun stuff, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I sat down here with Lost Boy Philip to talk a little bit. We had some occurrences. Well, it's an ongoing occurrence here with Hulk Hogan and a little kind of controversy. But we don't do controversy here. We do positive things. So we're going to focus on some of the positive things of Hulkamania. And then we also recorded something fun today, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
What was it?
We went to Disney Store to test out the Disney Playmation.
Which was cool.
Yes, it was very cool. It was very fun.
And they got a lot of fun information about that. And so that's what we have coming for you. And it's coming right now. Let's start by talking to Philip about Hulkamania. Okay, so this has been an interesting couple of weeks for anybody who ever geeked out on wrestling.
Yeah, you bet.
We don't like to talk about controversy so much here at Neverland because we like to keep it positive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was a little bit of trouble with Hulk Hogan, and we're not saying he didn't do anything wrong, but it's gotten really overblown, and the reaction in WWE we don't think is quite right. But we want to talk about some of the positive aspects of Hulkamania and what it meant to us as kids and how it actually has affected us in our lives. Also, we want to pay some tribute to the late, great Rowdy Roddy Piper, and Phil is showing me that he's wearing his Roddy Piper shirt today.
That's right.
That's right.
So joining me once again is Lost Boy Phil.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. So, now I can say, at least with me, that I got into watching wrestling because of Hulk Hogan.
Same here. Same here.
That's how it started.
I was watching Rocky III a lot because we'd had it on video. And I was watching Rocky III an awful lot. And one day I went to Kmart, right after I got done watching Rocky III, went to Kmart, and there I saw this toy, which I own and still do, Hulk Hogan. And I was like, I know that guy. That's the guy from Rocky. That's one of those rubber LGN figures. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I was like, wow, this is cool. And then shortly after that, like 2 weeks later, I found out they were putting on a cartoon, mm-hmm. you know, Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling.
Yep.
And my friend Seth and I, we watched it, and we became Hulkamaniacs automatically, brother.
That's right.
And then suddenly, Saturday Night's Main Event started up. Yes. And all these great things. WrestleMania came shortly after, and I bought the WrestleMania cards. And all these things back then, I started getting deep into it. And I've come and gone back and forth.
Yeah.
But what always brings me back is Hulkamania.
That's right.
And I love the character of Hulk right. Hogan. Terry Bollea is a good guy. I like him. He's made some mistakes. But a lot of them.
He has. He's got a very interesting book. I think he's kind of brave to confess to a lot of those messed up things that's that he's right. done. And,
but I still love the character of Hulk Hogan.
Right, and what he stood for. That's what got me into is I started watching that cartoon, and I had seen Rocky III, but I hadn't made the connection yet. But yeah, we were watching that cartoon.
Hot lips.
Yeah, hot lips. Yo, Adrian, catch me! but yeah, Hulkamania meant something as a kid. You know, he was our hero.
Yeah.
He represented overcoming the odds, because the odds were always against him. Everybody was out to get him.
That's it.
And he always, no matter what, he stood for what was right. He told us to say our prayers and eat our vitamins.
That's right. It's about the training, the vitamin, the prayers, that's right. brother.
That's right. Because of Hulk Hogan, we ate our vegetables.
That's right. Amen. And I didn't like my vegetables, but I'd eat them.
Oh, yeah. So, but because he stood for something and he gave us something to believe in, and he'd always be nearly down and out in every match where he's like, oh, he looks like he's just down. And then he'd start shaking. Yeah.
Woken up, brother.
You can't see what Phil's doing, but shaking. Yeah, he's doing the shaking and the breathing. And he'd start wagging that finger. No more. That's no right. more. Because the Hulkamania would fill him up. And then next thing,
leg drop.
That's big, right. Big boot. Block the punch. Leg start punching back. And then he'd go against some ropes. And yes.
A lot of fun.
It was always, you know, and most of his matches were kind of the same, and he didn't maybe have the most extensive move set.
But he was so charismatic, he didn't really need it.
Right. He was such a showman.
I mean, Andre didn't do much either. Andre the Giant, the late, great Andre the Giant. Mm-hmm. But, man, I loved Andre. And when he became a bad guy, so to speak, back then.
It broke my heart.
Me too. Him and Hogan were supposed to be best friends, brother.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they were fighting. But when he picked up Andre at WrestleMania 3, still my favorite match. Picked up Andre and slammed him down. I mean, my heart leapt.
Yeah. Oh, I remember being at WrestleMania 3 watching it, and I was scared Hogan was going to lose.
Well, he was afraid.
Because I was like, lose. It was Andre. It's like, you can't beat Andre. But speaking of Roddy Piper, though, I remember how it all started. I remember watching, because Saturday mornings they had the wrestling on.
That's right.
Had Superstars, and they were showing where they were doing a Piper spit. This is after Roddy Piper had become a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was hosting this thing, and he had Hogan on. And then suddenly, here comes Andre out with Bobby the Brain Heenan, the greatest villain of
what managers. Are you doing him? Yeah. What are you doing with him, man? What are you doing? You'll never get my opportunity at the championship.
And he went and he ripped Hogan's shirt off, and blood was running down Hulk's chest. And said, and Piper
Hogan,
was
are
kind of
you
shocked.
Going to yeah. take on Andre at WrestleMania?
Yes!
So he was shaking. Oh, and we just redlined. I'll fix it later. But I just remember Roddy going, it's like, Hulk, you're bleeding. As Hogan's just looking there in surprise, and my jaw was on the floor.
It was wonderful. Loved it.
Oh, it was fantastic. But even to give a history, like with Roddy Piper, of course, the first I saw him being in the cartoon, and he was like the head villain in that cartoon, Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling.
That's right. The first main event of WrestleMania, the very first WrestleMania main event was dealt with Roddy and Hogan. And the fact
Mr. T and Bob Orton
and Paul Orndorff.
Paul Orndorff, Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, he had Jim G. Snuka was in the corner.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali was a special ref.
Right.
You had, I'm trying to think if there's anyone else in there. I don't think so. I think that's about it. But there's a whole bunch of good going on.
A lot of good stuff. Because Roddy Piper was one of the greatest villains at the time.
He was. He was wonderful.
He was so funny. He had his own charisma. And I mean, such a quick wit. And he knew how to just... And just mouth off just the right way that you wanted to hate him, but you almost liked him anyway.
That's where we first started getting the phrase, the villains, the heels of the time, they were you loved to hate him and you hated to love him. That's how you knew a great heel. Someone like, you know, Paul Orndorff, King Kong Bundy, Big John Studd. There's so many of them, you know, great ones.
The ones are you're not an annoying heel, but you're the charismatic heel that you just kind of but yet you're so entertained by them. Because there are some people as a heel that I think are just annoying. I'm like, maybe you should be a face for a little bit.
Ravishing Rick Rude, though.
Oh, it was great.
He was just one of the greatest of all time. You can't beat him, man.
Him and Ric Flair. But of course, Piper and Hogan. Woo! But oh my gosh, and then, you know, going back with Rowdy Roddy Piper, he was probably one of the greatest talkers of his generation, because he had, of course, Piper Spit became a show, and when he was a heel, it was great, because it was a great place for him and the heels to get together. They'd pick a hero out there, and so they could just pick a fight with him right there.
And there was another
and he would just talk and badmouth him just the right way, or it was riveting.
It's been a sad time this summer, because another great talker, one of my all-time favorites, Dusty Rhodes.
A little tribute for Dusty while at it. How about it?
He wants to get funky like a monkey.
That's right.
The hard times will come upon you. Hard times. Let me tell you about hard times.
You gotta see Phil when he does this. He's Dusty. It's funny.
I love Dusty Rhodes, man. And I love Rowdy. Yep. I just love all these guys. And it's just, that's part of getting older.
Yeah.
A lot of the people leaving you.
Yeah.
But they're always going to be a part of me.
Right. We learn lessons from watching wrestling, believe it or not. I know it's a bunch of guys, men in tights,
and we know it's scripted, folks. We know.
It's scripted, but it's very choreographed stunts. But some of the lessons we learned, because like Hulk Hogan taught us how to stand up for what we believe in.
That's right.
Really. And to never give up. Perseverance. That's Hulk Hogan. Perseverance. And here I'm doing the vitamin slap here with hands. It's like training and vitamins. But he taught us perseverance, because with like the Andre one, that was one of the big ones, because I did think he was going to lose the whole time, but Hulk just, he was taking this beating and he was being crushed by Andre, and he just didn't quit.
Now, the great thing that I didn't know until just a year or so ago, Hogan was talking about that match. He didn't know if he was going to win.
Yeah, because Andre was, he was going to let Andre go?
Because Andre, if he didn't want you to win, you wouldn't.
Right.
He was so tough. I mean, we're talking, you know, how tall was he? 7'5"?
He was a big, 500 some big odd pounds. Dude. Yeah.
He was a tough dude. And, but he...
You didn't cross Andre.
They didn't tell Hogan until it was... They were out there that he's going to win. And because, you just didn't know.
Yeah.
And Hogan, they said, this is what everyone says. He was scared to death.
Yeah, because Hogan had went to him. It's like, okay, Andre, we're clear on how this is supposed to end, you know? And Andre said, don't worry about it. Just kept on telling him, don't worry about it, boss. Because apparently Andre called everybody boss, because even Cary Elwes was like, on the episode that y'all have heard, if you haven't heard it, go back up, listen. Cary Elwes had some stories about Andre from The Princess Bride, and he does a great impersonation, but it's always Andre was calling, hey, boss, you want to try my bike? You
know? The fact is he had already retired because Andre was sore. He hurt.
Right.
He had such horrible physical conditions, and he was out making a movie, The Princess Bride. That's when Vince got a hold of him and said, what about, WrestleMania 3? And they built it up, and he said, I'm retired, boss. I'm not doing it. And then the more they talked about that being the main event, and of course, that's like one of, if not the most well-known match.
Yeah.
That's what made WrestleMania go from being something every year to being this mega huge deal.
Yeah.
Not to mention the other great lates like Randy Macho Man Savage. Ooh, yeah.
And we both do the hand thing.
Cream of the crop.
we're talking about everybody instead of trying to keep
focus. There's too many great ones. Rick Rude's
gone. Too many great ones from the 80s.
Mr. Perfect is gone, and there's so many great guys who are gone, we love.
But we want to just, always remember, Hulk Hogan is what brought that to so many people, including us. That meant so much. He was our childhood hero.
Junkyard Dog.
Him and Superman, Hulk Hogan and Superman. That was the thing.
When I was a kid.
So we just, like that tribute to Hulk Hogan is an important thing, and I don't want anyone to ever forget that Hulk Hogan meant something. So even if he goofs up, there's no reason for WWE to have ever gotten rid of him. He meant something to us, and he still does.
I have a feeling he'll be back. But that being said, one thing that really got to me, I got to see on a couple of times, Rowdy Piper, in the last few days of his life, made a defense for Hulk Hogan and said, let's not forget of all the good he's done.
Right.
And then it's a couple of days later, Piper's gone now, And so it's a real shame.
Yeah, and that is one thing that is very, very cool that I want to bring up. When Mr. T was being inducted into Hall of Fame, because it was... I guess WrestleMania 2, where they had a boxing match between Mr. T and Roddy Piper. And there was some actual real enmity between the two.
They couldn't stand each other.
They really couldn't stand each other back then. But when Mr. T was inducted in the Hall of Fame, Roddy Piper says him and T were both making it a point that they wanted to mend all fences. Like, this is nothing worth carrying over.
That's right. The next night, WrestleMania 30, it was pretty great in the backstages. You get to see Mr. T and Hogan staring down Piper and Paul Orndorff.
Right, yeah.
And they got to make amends, you know.
Right. They were all his friends again. So I'm glad Piper and Mr. T got to, you know, mend fences and everything. Yeah, that's right. Before he, of course, that was been a couple of years now, I guess. But, you know, it's just nice that he got to do that before he passed. And he had a great podcast actually going, too, where he was getting to have a lot of his old buddies on there. And he became pretty good friends with, not Ric Flair, but, Jim Duggan.
Yeah, they
became pretty good buddies there in their older years.
Because that reality show is what did it.
The reality show.
Piper was also on a movie. That's why he retired for a little while in the 80s. And what was
that
called?
Live.
They Live.
The most famous line ever.
And he came up with it.
I'm here to chew bubble gum and kick butt, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
That's right. In fact.
That should be on his tombstone. I'm all out of gum.
In fact, my mother went out of Florida last year, and I have it in my room. There's a bottle of bubblegum flavored soda with his picture on it and from that movie.
Yeah, he was talking about it on this podcast. Yeah. He was so excited when they made soda for him and everything.
They actually had made and I've seen it at a G.I. Joe convention. They actually had a very rare, and I think it was only in Florida or Tennessee or wherever it was from, but G.I. Joe made a Rowdy Roddy Piper action figure. And it was very rare. I wanted it, but I wasn't about to spend $60-$70 on it. It was still in the package, but still.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. But they did make a Rowdy Roddy Piper action figure.
See, I knew about Sergeant Slaughter. Everybody knows about Sergeant Slaughter being G.I. Joe. Yeah. He was in the cartoon. It was great.
That's exactly right. See, originally there was supposed to be a Rocky figure. But what happened was it was already in the process of being made. They put it in the comic book and everything about how Rocky was going to train the G.I. Joes.
Oh, that'd have been cool.
But something happened with one of the, with MGM or something, and they wouldn't let it happen.
Oh.
But that's why you had that Big Boa was the villain, that one Cobra. Big Boa, he had these boxing gloves on. That was made to be Rocky Balboa's.
Oh, yeah. You had that, there was like a comic book that had a collection of all the characters. You showed me that.
It has Rocky still in it. They got in trouble for that.
Yeah.
It was because it was already done, printed by the time they told him no.
That is awesome.
So who did they get to take his place? Well, it was actually Refrigerator Perry of the 1984 Chicago Bears.
The Fridge!
That's right.
Back when the Chicago Bears was almost like America's football team for a while, you know?
You had to love Fridge. He was in WrestleMania 2.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was great.
Even though WrestleMania 2 was kind of...
Yeah, it was just okay.
It didn't turn out so good. It was just okay.
They said it was the first and last time that you'll have three different settings, areas where the matches are happening.
Yeah, and so like you'd go to the event and you get to see one match in front of you. Oh, then we're going to go to closed circuit television for a different location.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It didn't work out well. But hey, you know what? WrestleMania 3 is what set the precedent.
It really did. It's because that's where all the greats
were. That's where Randy Macho Man Savage
took on Rick the Dragon Steamboat.
That's right, one of the greatest matches of all time. Mm. That was included Elizabeth and George the Animal Steel and all these great people.
Oh, yeah. Because wasn't that started at the beginning where George would come out and start pursuing Elizabeth? Was going
he
on
loved
during that
Elizabeth.
Time?
That was right before he got mine, that little gray puppet.
Yes,
ball puppet.
It was mine.
Oh. Yeah, with a green tongue. George the Animal Steel had a green tongue.
Oh, yeah. Good old George. And apparently it was just done simply with green Jolly Ranchers.
That's right. That's right.
He'd suck one down before the match, so he'd come out and show that green.
And later
tongue.
On, they start trying to do other things that just didn't quite work as well.
Yeah, I'd leave the poor guy with his Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah, no doubt.
It makes sense.
Those are some good old days, man.
Well, those
Big John Studd
days.
And Andre the Giant, WrestleMania. There's just so many of the great old stuff, you know. I miss so many of those fellas. They're no longer with us.
I've never gotten to see him live, and you almost got to see him live a couple times. Oh, you did?
I did last year. I never got to see a live match, but last year. I went to Raw, and I heard rumors. And I'd already had tickets. My friends and I were going to go. And I always wear my Hulkamania shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, I was excited. And the whole night, I heard nothing about Hogan. And I was getting ticked. Main event starting. And I'm getting angry. I'm like, well, if he's not going to be here, they shouldn't have talked. People shouldn't have been releasing it online.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, at the very end, John Cena did this great match. In fact, this was the night... I think before the World Series began, and he was telling everybody that, you know, I hope for the Royals to go all the way, is what John Cena said. And as he said that, all of a sudden, here he came, and him and Cena were posing in front of everybody. I took pictures and video. In fact, if you ever see my video, you can hear me hooping and hollering like a fool.
Yeah, I remember seeing
and
that on
then,
Facebook.
Even though the 2K15, I'm sorry, WWE, it stunk But at least I got Hulk Hogan's autograph because I bought the special Hulkamania edition.
Cost you $100.
It did, but you know what? It was worth it.
Yeah.
It was worth
Piece
it.
Piece of the mat with it signed.
Yeah, that's right.
Hulk Hogan on the cover. That's and they right. can never take that away from you, although it sounds like they're trying.
Oh, they're not going to now, but yeah. still, at least. We love you, Hogan.
We love you,
no
Hogan.
No matter what.
And we love you, Roddy.
That's right.
And you will be missed.
Absolutely.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Disney music fans, the time has come. It's the Neverland Battle of the Disney Bands. Your vote will determine this year's top five Disney songs. Vote now at poll.neverlandpodcast.com. That's poll.neverlandpodcast.com. And listen to the Neverland Podcast to see which Disney band rises above the competition.
Okay, so we, as we mentioned before, did something really fun today.
Yep.
I had to call in on Friday to a local Disney store to find out how to do this, because I'd been hearing about a new toy line called Playmation.
Playmation.
Playmation, which it's like Claymation, only put a P in front of it.
Although, would people know what Claymation is anymore?
I would hope so.
Well, I would hope so, but yeah. You know, you never know.
But so, and you, if you go to disneystore.com/Playmation, find a local Disney store... You can actually sign up for this. It was a it was about half an hour, 15 minutes, half an hour.
It was free.
It was free.
Which is important.
It was basically an orientation with the Avengers Lab. We got to go in before the store opened.
Mm-hmm.
And the employees were there wearing these white lab coats, hats at Avengers Lab. They gave us a lanyard.
Yeah, we got a lanyard and a badge and kind of fun. Inducted us as Avengers. We are official Avengers.
And we got to write our names on it, have an alias on there, which our aliases we kind of come prepackaged.
Well, yeah, yeah. We've already got those.
They liked that. You'll hear that.
They did, yeah.
They're like, you guys already have code names. So,
because we're like that, you know.
Yeah. But it's really hard to explain the Playmation toys until you get a chance to get your hands on them and play around with it. Because it's like an imagination video game. Because you're imagining everything you're fighting with, but everything interacts with you with this arm piece you have and a little platform that we interacted with. There's little action figures that go on the platform out, and you can take this outside.
Yeah, there's a setting for outside specifically so that the kids can go outside, or adults if you play with your kid, or if you are an adult that just wants to play with a toy, that's fine too.
Yep.
And you can go outside, and then there's like an inside setting, and you can sync them. I don't know if that picked up, but you can actually sync them where you can play them together.
Yeah. So we were part of the same team fighting against the same enemies and stuff like that.
Yes, yes. But fun.
The Avengers set comes out October 4th. Later sets will include Star Wars in 2016 and a Frozen set in 2017. Personally, I think they need to bring the Frozen along a little quicker than this. I don't know why they have to do one set per year. Who knows? Maybe, you know, because Disney Infinity does one set per year. But I don't know. Video games are a little different. This is more like a toy line. But it's very fun, very interactive.
It's like a toy line rolled into a video game, but there's not a video.
Right. Although they could. It would be interesting. And we'll talk about that here on when we were driving home. But we've got some audio from the orientation, so you can kind of hear the fun that we had with it. Although it is difficult to hear some of the girls that were working at the store over some of the sound effects of the equipment I was wearing. But you'll hear most of everything they said, plus a fun orientation video. We got to see the display was just blue screen, had like the circle. It kind of looked like Jarvis. Iron Man's centerpiece, but it was Jarvis.
Jarvis, yeah. Jarvis.
And it showed some pictures and some images of Ultron and gave us a recruitment thing. So we got to go watch this video. I thought we were going to interact and shoot back with the video for a little bit there because, you know, like the old Captain Planet for anyone who remembers that. But they invited us into the store before it was opened. We were lucky enough to actually have a session. It was just us two. We left right after our family who had an earlier session. So we got to kind of play. I think that's pretty much we've described what everything looked like.
Yep.
So now let's let everybody hear what it sounds like.
Come out, Jarvis.
Good day, recruits. I am Jarvis. Before we begin, I shall perform a room scan to ensure that we have no Agents of Ultron in the area.
The Agents of Ultron?
I'd be more worried about Hydra.
Scan completed. All clear. Who do we have with us today, operative?
Name,
you go first.
Okay. Heather.
Recruit Heather. Recruit Heather. All right.
And I'm, of course, Jeremy, better known as the Spider Pan of Neverland.
All right. You already have an alias.
Yes.
Love that.
Yeah, well, she's got one, too. We call her Wendy Nerd. We couldn't call her Wendy Bird because Wendy Bird's kind of get shot down because Tinkerbell lies, you know.
Yeah.
Jealous fairies are dangerous. So.
Thank you, recruits. I am glad you chose to take this critical step in standing with the Avengers. We desperately need your help if we hope to defeat Ultron. Ultron is alive and stronger than ever. He has enlisted the help of a number of supervillains who have escaped from a high-security prison known as the Raft. These supervillains are wreaking havoc all over the globe, and the Avengers alone cannot stop them. That is why Bruce Banner and Tony Stark enacted the Avengers Initiative. Young boys and girls are being recruited across the nation to stand with the Avengers against Ultron to save the world. We must weed out Ultron and his forces and put a stop to his plans. Dr. Banner and Tony Stark have been busy at Avengers Labs creating some extraordinary tech that we would like to share with you today. Operative, if you please. The repulsor gear.
This is our repulsor gear. Our repulsor gear has many different abilities on it, and we will learn them right now. So, you guys like to put one on? You can sit that right on the table.
I'll set this here with Mike and say, can I get photos while we're here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Camera
switched
on. And then you can just
pass
your, you
want to
be able to move your wrist, okay?
So then you
just tighten
it. Okay, far better
to
do the rest.
Your right arm. However comfortable. And we're going to put about two or three fingers in there. There we go. We're going to pull it up so our thumb can reach that. You reaching it?
There we go.
And you tighten it the rest of the way till it feels nice and snug.
Kind
of
sticks it up.
So you don't want to crush my arm, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to do that. All right. So we're going to have our superhero stances while we're not in battle and we're not learning our different abilities. We have to stay in our superhero stances.
Okay.
So we have our feet shoulder width apart, knees slightly bent. All right, and our arms are at our side. And we're not going to press any buttons until we tell you to. All right. So the first things first is we need to power on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with our left hands, we're going to look over to the right side, and on the very top, you'll see a switch.
Oh.
Right there for you.
Oh.
And we're going to switch it over to the right.
There's a sun.
Oh, to the right.
That yes. This sun is dimmer where you can play outside with it, actually.
Oh, cool.
Which is really cool. But not in the rain, just in the
sun. Yeah, probably a good idea. And probably not when you're 38 years old, shouldn't run around outside with this thing.
I was going to say, I would do it at night.
You would.
With the light.
At night?
I would do it at night.
Run around a local park.
Right.
Yes. I have done that before with some lightsabers in a park once I was in my 20s, but still.
It'll be a blast.
All right, so our first ability we're going to learn is the particle bolt. So we're going
to
lift our arm up like this.
And then you'll see your target.
Got it on crooked.
You'll see your target on over here.
We'll switch sides.
There we go.
There we go. Okay. All right, so you can aim at this back wall right here.
Okay.
There is a green laser at the end of your gear. You may have to put your arm down a little bit. There we go. Awesome. And there is a trigger right next to your thumb. So if you press that, that is your particle.
Woo, it vibrates.
Yeah. All right, and our next one, we're going to use the laser also to aim. And with your left hand, you're going to press this red button right here, and we're going to hold it down. Once you hear that pretty beeping, let go. You just launched a missile. That's our missile launcher. It's really awesome. And just in case there's a particle bolt or a missile coming towards you, you need a shield, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to be cool like Captain America and get behind our shields. So you're going to whip your arm right in front of your face like this. With those purple lights, you are completely protected.
Cool.
All right. And our very last ability is Tony Stark's favorite. So we're going to put our arms back down like this.
Because we're making a lot of noise.
Yeah, I know. It makes a lot of noise. It's really fun. We're going to put our arms up like this. All right. And some people need to use their left arms to hold the gear underneath over here. Put your left arm on that. And we're going to lift our fingers to the sky. And you may have to pull back.
You got to push.
So
you got to beat it.
This
yeah.
There you go. That's our palm
awesome.
Cannon. That's my favorite one.
Oh, yeah.
So do that a few more times.
Oh, yeah.
Get comfortable with it.
Yeah. And if you want to mix in the other abilities, keep rolling.
That's away.
See, they need a chest piece for the unibeam.
I know.
You can get the costume. Yeah. You could do the,
there, yeah.
The whole costume.
I love that sound effect.
I love
that. Oh, the little palm thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, back in our superhero stances. Next, we're going to learn about the power activator.
Face back this way.
That's what this is. This is our power activator. It's really awesome. This is what you'll be blasting at. See, there's no screen that you blast at, and no characters right now that you blast at, but there are, it senses from every single angle. So you can stand anywhere in the room, and you'll be able to blast at it, and it will sense it. Now there's four different lights that you'll see. We have purple, which means it's vulnerable. So you blast at it with all of your abilities. And when it starts flashing red, that means you've hit it and you need to keep going. Don't stop. All right, green means he's about to blast at you and he's charging up. So you need to put your shield up or hide behind something. All right?
All right.
And the white flashing light means that it is about to shoot. It's shooting at you, but you don't want to get...
I have
an urgent message from Avengers Labs.
What is it, Jarvis? How can we help you?
Ultron bots have been spotted invading New York City. We need two skilled heroes to travel to New York and stave off his attack. Operative, Who will you send?
Jarvis, we're not ready yet. Our people have just started. Can you just send the Avengers, please? They're fully prepared, right?
The Avengers are all engaged in other battles. There is no time for additional training. We need two available recruits to respond immediately.
We only had two recruits, so let's get it in.
Alright.
You're gonna have to go ahead and power down.
Power down really quick.
Oh, okay, we go to the left.
All right,
all
right.
The way to the left.
Yep.
Okay.
Alright. Let's get to our jet plane and go to New York.
Let's go, guys.
So walk this way.
Walk this way. And talk this way.
I was thinking that too.
Alright. We have made it to New York. Welcome to New York. Recruits, see all the pretty skyscrapers?
Of course.
Ah, oh, there's the Statue of Liberty. All right. So, for New York, we need to sync together so that we're not battling each other, we're battling together. So I need you to stand facing each other about arms width apart. So our arms, there we go. And we're going to have these two arms facing each other. There you go. And I'm going to power you on at the same time. So I have to hold down this triangle the whole time it's powering on. Don't move yet. And then I have to press this button at the exact same time.
Searching for more Avenger gear. Repulsor Blaster has joined the fight.
Awesome. So
awesome.
We're both synced together now. And now we have to sync to our power activator. So aim at me. Don't blast me.
Activator detected.
I can't see my laser. Is that... I can't find my green dot. Oh, no. Where's my green dot? Oh, there it is. All right, I found my green dot. There we go.
Did you hear his sync? I heard her sync.
Yeah, I saw two green dots there later, but yeah. So there we both are. We're both over here. But there we go. I just couldn't figure out where I was pointed.
Yeah, we got two green.
They sync together first?
Yeah.
And then you turn that on?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're synced. We're synced. Hopefully we didn't sync.
And see if maybe...
I thought it was pretty good. Okay, there, I can find my green dot. There we go. Now we go.
Two made up beepy noise. All right, we're going to set it right here. This is where all your thoughts will come from.
Okay.
All right. And so, to get to New York, we need one person to press that white dial. That's right here, so one of you. There we go. That means most of the noise is going to come from his.
Newsflash! Ultron's forces continue their assault on New York City. Can the Avengers keep these bothersome bots at bay?
To accept a mission, press the flashing dial. System paused.
Channel 33 News. This is breaking news. Waves of Ultron's forces are descending upon Avengers Tower as a crowd of New Yorkers gathers to witness the square-off in Columbus Circle.
You have entered a combat arena. Here you will fight through waves of enemies, each one harder than the last. Prepare yourself for battle. Three Ultron ground bots coming straight for you. You need to take cover. You're out in the open.
I start blasting them. Purple means flesh. Red means you got him. Green means you shield. Right to the
enemies to go.
Got that one. Duck behind R2-D2 over here.
Our attack was a success.
Get one last hit.
Destroyed a nasty swarm of Ultron bots. It isn't over yet. More enemies are advancing.
Two shielded Titanobots en route.
Missile ready, I guess.
This is a shielded enemy. This to break its blue shield, you must attack with the palm cannon.
Oh, it's gonna fire.
Take cover. As you say, when you see blue, start using your palm cannon. Because that's the only thing that'll do.
I think we got him.
Oh, he's back. There's multiple.
Uh-oh.
That is all of them.
Perfect.
Round two, complete.
Woohoo! High five.
Another wave of bots? New York is cheering for you, hero!
We have another round.
Three, shield the Chitauri heading this way. This is
easy. Please, you gotta use that palm cannon.
You must attack with the palm cannon.
Well, may have to pull this back a little bit.
Damage the enemy's blue shield.
There you go.
Use the palm cannon to damage the enemy's blue shield.
Oh, look out! I'm gonna head back behind Lord Kanitu again here. Look out! I got it. Back behind her too. Look out!
No more enemies remain. Oh. Round three complete.
Ooh, okay, still alive.
It's over. The battle is over. Thank you, hero. The city is in your debt.
We won.
Yay!
Mission complete. Evaluating performance. You earned 88 action points. You have leveled up. Your current level is 3. You are progressing well. Your bravery has given you a new ability. Freeze beam.
And to be able to get to those, you'll get me to unrate. You have the product. There's different ways to get to different areas in your gear, which is really cool, and drives tells you where you're at each time. But there's all those buttons have a bunch of different abilities. Yeah. All right, so let's go back
power
to headquarters.
Down to transmit back to the lab.
There we go.
Awesome. Right into the
powering
center.
Down.
Let's go.
Powering down.
Yeah, I can feel it slide down my arm a little bit when I sit down. That's why I couldn't fire the missile.
Alright, so how was New York?
That was cool.
That was cool? Oh, good. Alright. So, let's see if Jarvis, we can get Jarvis back. Oh, that's not Jarvis?
You're all just puppets. You think you can defeat me? Bomberbots, re-engage. Attack.
Alright. Jarvis, this time we really need the Avengers to go, because we've got a lot more training to do. Okay, thank you. Alright, so our Avengers are going to New York this time, and right now we're going to learn how to play with the
smart
figures.
If we can get it on there.
If we can, there we
go.
Alright, so we actually don't put him on you. We're going to sync to each other again, but this way we're going to do it different. So go ahead and turn yourself on by yourself. You don't have to sync together like that.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. This one's easier. Now we face each other. And this way, and then put our arms up like this again. And this way, for this one, all we have to do is press this button to sync together.
Sensor for Repulsors of us as we join my fight.
Alright, now aim at Captain America.
Woo! Active, detected.
Yeah!
It's an honor to be.
Alright, so each smart figure has their own theme music also. Which
cool.
is really cool. Alright, and we're not gonna battle against Captain America, we're gonna practice against Captain America.
Okay, yeah, I don't wanna take him out before I take me out.
No, no. But you're gonna do the same thing. All the lights mean the same thing. We're gonna run around this theater, we can hide behind our pillars, and we're gonna practice.
Here.
We're gonna practice against Captain America, so start practicing!
Yeah.
Hey, what
a
fire!
Unprepared to
Are these like completely articulated in some degree?
Yeah. So you can actually pose them. The top of him mostly moves. I don't know.
Oh, his arms move.
We haven't had a chance to play with him.
You might have to power down
and
then back on to sink into this one.
Okay, so we'll try that again.
Powering down.
Try again.
Powering down.
So with all new technology, there's always a bug or two.
Oh, well, and it's, I think that's battery.
Ah.
Because it was flashing the same light.
What sort of batteries do these run on?
AA4, I believe. So, and then those are AA as well.
So anyone Christmas shopping, be aware. Buy
batteries. Actually, believe it or not, they last quite a bit. Go ahead and arm together.
So.
Yep, power on together at the same time.
And we hit the black button.
And then hit the black button. So it's all the way on. Can I give it a minute?
Maybe just press and hold. There you
go.
Okay.
Okay, keep together.
We'll keep together.
Broke it.
You didn't do it. I was hiding behind R2-D2.
Oh, he must have done it.
Are we synced?
No.
We didn't do a very good job that time.
Searching for more than Jigia.
We might need to be aimed a little
better. There we
go. Sure, blame me.
You need to take a little step apart, maybe.
Powering down, powering down.
Ah, that is batteries. Batteries.
Okay. We killed the batteries on everything.
The transport to New York. But you guys got to see Captain America, so that's really good. But yeah, he shakes
cool.
to all the different smart figures, do all different abilities, unlock the different abilities and missions, up to 25 different missions.
Cool. Yeah. And each figure will have a different type of mission.
Yes. The controller kind of tells you. Yeah. Eventually, once you do own, come after October, there will be an app that you can download on your phone or tablet or whatever.
Cool.
And you can actually sync your gear to that. It shows you kind of your points and more of those missions, things like that. But you won't, of course, ever play with the app.
Now, are there missions where you'd put like an Avenger or something on there and team with that Avenger to do things?
As of right now, no notification on that.
See if we get Jarvis back.
You've won this round.
Unless you're Jarvis.
But I'm
the Avengers
not
must
defeated.
Have done good.
Yes.
I will rebuild and be back.
Alright. So he's rebuilding his army, which means we need to keep building our army. So we only tell people we trust.
Okay.
And we don't talk about it in front of robots.
Yes.
Well, hopefully none of my last boys are pictures of robots out there.
Recruits, thanks to your brave heroics, Ultron's army of bots has been defeated. He will continue to be a looming threat. I hope you realize how much the Avengers need brave recruits like you to stand by them. Operatives, I believe these recruits have earned the right to wear Avengers Labs identification.
I'll go ahead and start taking the gear.
I have no idea how she's got it on me. Oh, like that. Okay.
Just like that. That's how you loosen and tighten.
And I just pop my fingers out of there.
And
we get it.
Definitely think you guys earned your badges today.
Oh, I throw it on the floor.
Somebody quick, start humbling the Rebel Fanfare.
Alright, this is your ID card. Would you guys like to fill it out? I have one marker. If you'd like to fill it out, you put your
I will
name,
let you go first.
You put your alias, and then you put your superhero power, and on the back you have your signature.
I don't know, don't remember if I took a picture of Cap on there, but we'll just take a picture of the whole figure.
Well, we have a lot of data to download back to the lab for sure after this.
Should my superhero power be talking to animals?
Sure, that makes sense for you.
What was it?
Talking to animals.
She's a biology teacher, so it makes sense.
Cool.
Okay, so people can pre-order now in stores. Can they also pre-order online and then come to a store for this?
They pre-order online. They get it shipped to them. But if you pre-order in the store, you have to pick it up in the store. And you also get to pick up an extra Smart Figure that comes with the gear, which is really awesome. So instead of two like everybody else, you get three. And then also there's a special ceremony when you come pick it up, and you get a special name badge with its case, which is really awesome. We can't show it to you yet, but it's really cool.
Okay. And people can pre-order at any time, or is it suggested mainly you do it during these orientations?
Anytime during the day. You can come back if you decide to do it later, anytime until we close and right when we open, during orientation, at home, at your leisure, and we have until October 4th to pre-order. So you can pre-order October 3rd, and then October 4th is when you pick
up. Awesome. Wow, so we have time.
We have time. We have plenty of time.
And where you pre-order it, that is where you have to pick up the PlayNation. You cannot do it at another store.
That makes sense.
Okay, well, this is the only Disney store we have around here.
It is, yeah. But out of town one. Travelers.
There you go.
You got to make sure you pre-order from the store.
They're doing a lot of construction up not near us. They need to build one up there.
I know. Antioch Mall needs a Disney store.
Oh, I don't know if it's Antioch Mall anymore.
Well,
there ain't nothing left of it.
Antioch, whatever it is.
Whatever, yeah. We're getting a vintage stop.
Some shops.
Yeah, vintage shop.
Okay.
All right.
Any other bits of information?
I think that's it right now.
Okay, well, so now we're back in the car. It's really hard to explain everything because you can't see. We're really going to have to talk it to you. But I've got some photos I will be posting up to the website of the gear. We had kind of an Iron Man arm piece. And we got, of course, to learn how the weapons. Now, the nice thing is it's geared. I guess it can strap onto either a child or an adult wrist.
It's very adjustable, which
yeah, it's
is great.
Great. You just kind of slide in. You stick a couple fingers in. And then you can actually, you twist a knob and it tightens down around your arm. Now, I did have a little trouble with you fire it like a repulsor blast, but I think they call it something else. But it's what triggers it was it pulls the strap between your hand and your arm, and I did have to kind of hold the bottom because it would slide up, especially if I held my arm down. It was sliding down my arm, and I had to kind of adjust things. But that's okay. It might be more fun for you to go two-handed and everything, especially the missile that you fire has a button up on the top.
And see, I didn't have a problem with it. I could do the little repulsor beam, and it didn't slide down my arm.
But definitely uses imagination stuff because really you're aiming at a little I forget what they called it, but this little platform so that you can attach figures on and you can battle with we did a practice with Captain America, as you heard. The figures are really, really kind of neat. They're different designs. We saw there was a Hulk figure, a Captain America figure, and I guess they called it the Iron Skull. It's a Red Skull figure with a slightly kind of different look. But yeah, as you heard, they are also doing like pre-order deals where you can get your figures and stuff like that. Now, as we were going in, I did pass a family who had just been in previously, and he said it kind of reminded him of the old Captain Planet toys back from when we were 80s, which does kind of make me wonder because we did watch a video which was basically watching a Jarvis Circle thing. Mm-hmm. There, Jarvis was talking to us. But I would wonder because it is apparently laser light and a light basically laser tag type of system. I wonder if they couldn't make some sort of DVD series where you could fight with your TV. I have not heard that they're going to do such a thing, but I mean that potential is there and that would be fun. But of course, I do like the idea of being able to take it outside and have the kids running around and battling stuff because at least they're getting up and they're being active. And it's like playing a video game where you're not actually playing a video game, but you're using your imagination and running around, and it's just kind of fun.
Well, I think that's important because, you know, there's a lot of games that, people will get for their children that are pre-programmed, kind of like this one, and then they get bored with it after they've run through the storyline. But if they're using their imaginations, they're going to be able to do this more than once because it engages their mind more than just like what's on the screen. And they said they had 25 different missions,
25 missions
on the wrist, which that's pretty cool. The one we went on went for quite a while, you know, and we were just level one. So,
and we're ducking behind R2-D2 toys.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to be like running from imaginary, you know, foes in the middle of a Disney store.
Yeah.
But we did.
Yeah, and I tried to mix up my weapons and fire a missile at it every once in a while.
Yeah.
But each of us, we leveled the game wrist things up to level 3, and it unlocked a new power. So apparently you're going to get new powers and new abilities that you can fire off when you level up. Now, there is, I guess, a weapons supply thing that we didn't get to look at and everything, but that's where you actually can choose your weapons or whatever, I guess, when you level up, something like that. We'll have to look into that. That's, I guess, still being kept under wraps. But I have seen some photos online that there are Hulk fists that you will be able to play with.
Yeah, I've seen some ads or something like that with them.
Oh, I forgot to get a picture of that. I saw a display case, actually, inside the store. So I do recommend if you have a local Disney store, go and take a look at the display case of some of these pieces and try to pre-order it before October 4th and make sure you pick it up from the same store that you pre-order from. Now, you can pre-order online, but it'll just be delivered. You don't get to have a fun little ceremony. Which, even as an adult, would be fun.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes. Well. It just turned green.
Yes, it would be. Sorry, folks, the light turned green.
Yeah, she's side-seat driving.
I feel like we need to have, like, don't podcast and drive, right?
Oh, I'm just talking, though, so this is safe. But, yeah, definitely I'd recommend this for kids and adults and everything. This is something I think the parents and the kids could play together.
Yes,
and have
definitely.
A whole lot of fun. Or two adults could run around the Disney store and have a whole lot of fun. Very creative, imaginative type of toy. I'm hoping there's a little bit of mix-up in the missions because it could get repetitive to just look for the right color from the platform and fire at it when it's the right color. So, you know, I guess that's where you have to engage your imagination. And it is nice that you're getting mission parameters from your wrist. It's a lot of really, I mean, good sound quality for the wrist design there. You know, it's very, very impressive, and I think it's very, very fun. I do worry about potential repetitiveness, but then again, I haven't gotten to play more than one of 25 possible missions. And there could be a lot more than just your standard combat mission type of things. There could be, who knows, maybe you have to do certain things and go rescue
something. And you can train, so you have the missions, but you can also have the figures, and you can train with the figures. So then you actually do have something in front of you as opposed to your imagination.
Yeah.
And they you know, swap it up a little bit.
Oh, and one thing that you can, you might have been able to hear the thing wiggling back and forth, but when we were fighting with Captain America, when we'd hit him, he'd wobble, the platform would wobble him around.
And then when we defeated him, he actually popped off the stand.
Yeah,
like,
he popped off the stand.
It, you know, the spectacular, I'm done. So.
Yeah, and I did take some hits because I forgot how to block, and I was trying to duck behind the Sum-Sum counter.
Yeah,
but he did take me out, and it actually shut down my wrist thing for a little bit there because I took a couple hits. And when you're getting hit, Jarvis will say, "Get behind something," and he did tell me, "Quick, jump to the left."
Yeah.
So it's really neat. Although Jarvis has become Vision now, so maybe they should have used the new female voice. But
you can't replace Jarvis.
Yeah,
it's,
I think
Jarvis.
In the cartoons they may still be using Jarvis, but although Jarvis is supposed to be a human being in the comics, but that's okay. They, at least in Peggy Carter, did have a human being, Jarvis, and so you can kind of connect it that way.
I like Jarvis.
Yeah. But it would have been fine to actually have the official Avengers butler that is Jarvis, but it is fun as a computer program. They've been a great character, but it was really fun to have Jarvis talking in there. I believe there's going to be more pieces that you can buy other than the wrist piece. I think I did see something about a chest piece, and so maybe there is a repulsor blast that you can fire at some point. But yeah, I would expect for different pieces of gear, because when we were syncing up between each other, I suppose if I had a wrist blaster on each arm, you'd sync it to yourself. But when you sync up, it did look for other Avengers gear, so I guess you could have, you know, lots of friends all sync up. And it might even sync up to maybe you're wearing some other parts. I want to research that and see what kind of other parts, you know, maybe there's a visor for Iron Man. That would be fun. Who knows what type of things they could come up with. But yeah, lots of fun. So Avengers is coming out this October. They'll look for next year a Star Wars set, which should be really fun. It could be lightsabers and stuff. Who knows?
Oh, lightsabers would be fun.
That'd be really great. And then, of course, in 2017, Frozen, which I can see little girls having a good old time throwing ice around with these wrist pieces. I can see a lot of potential fun. I don't know what other characters you could play as, though, from Frozen that would... would be good, unless you get a like a big, I don't know, an ice pick or something. Or not, well, not like an ice pick, but you know what I mean, like a pickaxe style ice thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't, you know, or you know, maybe you could play as Olaf. I don't know.
Well,
they get around and hug stuff.
I can see, you know, little girls wanting to be Elsa with the throne, yeah, and the magic and things like that. But
yeah,
you know, well, I mean, like the trolls had magic. You know, maybe there's something, you know,
something to throw your hands out and throw some magic around.
You know, it would be fun. So.
But balls in your court there, Warner Brothers. You need to do some Harry Potter stuff like this. That would be, yep, really cool. With an interactive wand?
Oh, yeah. Interactive wand would be amazing.
Oh, if only Disney would get that property, but it's not going to happen.
Well, that's all right.
But we get Star Wars, we get Avengers.
Disney doesn't have to own everything.
But, you know, they have kind of done some stuff with Doctor Who. Could you imagine a Doctor Who set like this? You get a sonic screwdriver. How cool would that be? That would be fun.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're right now they're showing Doctor Who on Disney XD, so there's a partnership of some sort. You know, that partnership grows. Maybe Disney can make some toys. There's so much potential in this of different fun things they can make. So I'm just going to cross my fingers and maybe something like that could happen sometime. I wouldn't hold my breath, but wouldn't that be fun?
Neverland feedback.
All right, have a couple of fun bits of feedback this week. They're both from Rick Myers, previous guest, but he left a nice little a comment there, so a little bit of feedback on last week's episode. We did a comics panel, which you were not a part of, but you would not have been able to follow along. So
I would have pretty much just said what you said, because all my knowledge is from you.
From me. Well, if it was manga, you'd have been on it.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. Well, at least some of it. But from Rick Myers... He left a comment here on the website. It says, Deathstroke, the Terminator, was created in 1980, 4 years before James Cameron's Terminator. DC dropped the Terminator due to the film. And that was a bit of a slight kind of a, you know, sort of fact-checking, because we were kind of wondering about that last week on when about that happened, that Deathstroke, also known as Slade, you would know him as Slade,
yeah,
from Teen Titans.
Yeah.
He was known as Deathstroke the Terminator until that movie came out, and they dropped it.
Yeah, they would have... Terminator. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But also on
the back. Not. Go ahead. Okay.
But, okay, so Rick has a blog. He calls it Fumbling Forwards. The address is HTTP. Well, I don't know if I need to give you that, but it's just R.D. Myers. M-Y-E-R-S. R.D. Myers. 97115. .blogspot.com. You can find, he writes a lot of different things, you know, but yeah, go check out his blog. But he said something very nice about it. Why don't you take it a reading for it?
Okay, so it says Jeremy Shields, Disney centric podcast, but he covers all things young at heart, superheroes, the 90s, the 80s, cartoons, and more. A word for the wise, I have guested on the podcast. Jeremy is a great host and he made me feel so welcome. I tried his podcast out as a listener. It is good general fun for those who are children of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Check it out. It is a fun listen.
Yep, and you just dropped my last name, which has never been dropped before on this show.
It's there.
But there it is. But for anyone who listened to me and when I told you to go listen to Techno Retro Dads, they gave my full name too.
The secret is out.
The secret is out. I'm probably going to get a friend request, which would be nice, but...
Is it ironic that we are now Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oi, okay, we don't have to push my last name. I don't want to, some people might not like everything I post on my regular thing, you know?
So,
we don't know. Of course, most of what I post now, it's just all going out on my Twitter feed and everywhere, so you've probably seen most of what I'm posting. But, so, you know what, if you want to come and friend me, and then of course you find me, you're going to find Heather. Then you probably will find Jessie. She's been trying to hide from her students being a teacher, but they're all going to find you now. But yeah, go ahead. Feel free to come along and follow us. Of course, Neverland Podcast can be found on Twitter, Neverland PCast, and also on Facebook, Neverland Podcast. We do have a Facebook group, Neverland Podcast. Just go search us out. We have a few other bits of items of how to find us, and you know what? They'll hear a sounder about that. Now, Heather, yeah, every time she hears the sounder at the end of the show, she says, "Why don't you just have me record that?" So maybe we will. You all, you know what? Send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. If you'd rather have Heather read that, then let me know.
Send an email.
Send an email. And then perhaps Heather will read that. Well, I guess that about wraps us up for the Neverland podcast this week. Let us know what you think of having Heather on here. She's quiet, but she'll talk more as we get on. She'll get more comfortable. So
yeah, introverts and radio or podcast is kind of an interesting combination.
It'll be fun because now we can talk about things, and we kind of learned throughout the week that we're kind of cute together.
After 12 years, we've reached cute.
We have. Well, 12 years of marriage, but we've known each other. That's another show we ought to do. We ought to tell everybody a little bit of our story. I think they'd like it. It's kind of a cute story, as Roland Crump or Roly Crump would say. But we definitely want to remind you to keep, I forget to tell everybody to take their pixie out of their pocket at the beginning of the show, but definitely got to remind you to keep a pixie in your pocket. And you know what we mean by that, right?
Yes, that you keep that positive feeling and
young at heart attitude.
Yes,
and so you can share it with others.
Yes,
share a little pixie dust this week. Give somebody a handshake and a hug and a good kiss on the cheek if they like it. But I'm getting one right now, and you didn't get to see it. But
there you go.
We'll talk to y'all next week, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and Blueberry. We love to hear from you on twitter.com/neverlandpcast and facebook.com/neverlandpodcast. Leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492 and send email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Join us next week and we once again go to Disney and beyond. The Neverland Podcast is copyright Blue Band Productions and all original content belongs to the same. Other content is copyright of their respective creators and is used under Creative Commons license.
Good night, Neverland!
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.